Shirin Ramban on the Bria Vav Tishrei.
Okay, so Ramban is explaining the Rashi. Rashi says that the Torah should have started with Achayish Hazalachem Rosh Chodesh Hashem. So he says there are so many very important and essential in Yonim in the entire Chumash Bereishis, the Sikurim with the Ovis and everything. So why is it that how could we just start the Torah with Achayish Hazalachem Rosh Chodesh? And that Ramban explains that the whole union of Schar V'Oynish is explained and repeated throughout the whole Sefer Bereishis. It's not just, Masi Yodav Higid Liyamoy Loses Lohem Nachlas Goyim, as if saying that all we have to do is inform the people that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's much more than that. To show that every little thing that happened in the entire story of Bereishis, from the very words Bereishis Bor Elokim down to Achayish Hazalachem Rosh Chodesh, it has many, many, many instances explaining the whole idea of Schar V'Oynish. So the Schar, the Mekayimei HaMitzvahs, for the listeners to Dvar Hashem, for the people on the Kabbal, Ol Malchus Shamayim, the Oynish for those who rejected it, we have many, many examples of it. And that's why is Masa Yodav Higid L'Yamo Losses Lam Nachos Goyim is a tremendous toitzo of it. Because Klal Yisrael received Eretz Yisrael not stam because it was a promise to the Ovis, that was only part of it, but it was the fulfillment of the Schar that was due to the Ovis and to the descendants because of the total devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it also shows that if we go off the path of being mekayem Dvar Hashem, then we lose it. Cain, Roihu. So with that, Kasha Yosef Agoy Lachtoy. So if there's a nation that does have Eretz, Sheyoyved Mem Kaimoy, that he'll be lost, he'll be deprived of any place, any schus, any kinyan. It will go and disappear. The Yovoy Goy Acherlor Yosef Susar Tsoy, another Goy will come and replace them. And that's the Loshon of the Posik is, the land shouldn't vomit you out, it shouldn't spit you out. And the Torah explains many times why the Knanim were choite in such a horrible degree. Okay. So, that's from the beginning, from the time of Cain and Hevel, and Adam and Chava, all the way through. Kolshkenim ha-mesufer kosev, and that along with what the Pasuk tells us, kiknan mekulo, that the very same Knanim who inhabited Eretz Yisrael were given a klol in the time of Noach. V'nimkar le'eved oylam, like it says in the Pasuk, eved avodim yil yechav. Of course, the Eved can't get the best of the places. The Eved has to live someplace. Of course, but that you should live in the prime choice area of the world, which is Eretz Yisrael. That can't be. Those are the ones who should get it. Because they deserve it. Kinyan Shekosev. Vayitlan lehem. Aratzos Goyim, he gave them the land that the Goyim occupied. V'amal l'umim, Yiroshim. And whatever the Goyim worked on, they inherited. V'avur Yishmer Ruchukov. Right? That works both on the past and on the future. because they kept the chukim in the past, and because they will keep the chukim. And if you show them like a keli which is used to be mekayim mitzvah, and imagine somebody would take a mantle on the sefer Torah, and he would say, "Hey, that's nice. It looks real snazzy." So he'll cut a hole in the side, the corner, and make it into a t-shirt. Understand? So you see a person doing that, the first thing is you'll snatch it away from him. Came to the vaza, the double kodesh. This thing is designed to be used for a sefer Torah. It's a shmisha kedusha, like we call it. It's royal gneza. The same thing with Eretz Yisrael. It's like tashmisha kedusha. It's there as a kli to be used for kedusha, for kiyama mitzvahs, mitzvahs hatulis boaretz. The essence, the right chaye neshama savir aratzeh, like Yehuda Levi read. Ken yishanema vayitum lehem aratzus goyim amalu vavur yishmuchu kavetzeres v'intzayr koyma shagir yishmasham lorda. He got rid of those who rebelled against him. Yishkan vayoyvda. We see the whole system. It's not just, you know, it's the Eibishtiv's and you can do with it what he wants. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's, but it's designed for a certain purpose. Now what would happen if the Kananim would have kept the mitzvahs and they would have acted like normal human beings, behaved it? They also have lost their control. You see, in a certain way, the Rebbeinu says that later on, a couple of sentences down, the Kananim had a certain function. Person is goes away on vacation. He leaves his beautiful home alone and he goes into a bungalow, a tiny bungalow. And he has people come there and take care of him. Right? The gardener will come and will warn. Necessary, an exterminator will come get rid of the roaches. So, there's the people who function as shomrim. Right? The shomrim has a role to play. If suddenly the shomrim gets it into his head to become the Baal HaBos, then you gotta get rid of him because he's living an illusion. The same thing it is with the Shomrim of Eretz Yisrael. The Kananim were appointed originally to be Shomrim, to care of the land. In fact, you know, this is only the beginning, but there's a lot to be said about the people who are watching and protecting Eretz Yisrael. But what if they use that as a place to do their Averis instead of being Mishtamish with it for Kedusha? They would sort of keep to the level of the material that they're protecting, so they have a certain schus. But if they don't, it's not a schus, it's just... Okay. V'hishkin bo yoivdo, sheyedu ki abavo idoso yinchalua. It should be known. When you serve Hashem Yisborach, you keep that. The soul is much different. Much different than all the lands in the world, because all the lands in the world are used. Instead, they're used by the people for whatever the people decide to do. Well, if they take the land and they machshav it stamatzay, so they're taking the handiwork of the Rebbeinu Shlomo and ruining it. It's also something they got to take good care of, but they're not meshubad to do certain things with it. There's a shul, that's created as a chefetz shel mitzvah. Okay, v'ashei yivor ha'peir shekosavti, and what will bring out this idea that I just said very clearly Plushoinam, Loshna of Chazal, the Breshis Rabbe. She Amru Hashem, the Loshna Zed, they said it this way. Yeshua de Sichnet, Bishayim, Reb Levi, Posach. You know what the word Posach means? Anybody familiar? Old Shas and Dina.
Opened,
yeah. So what does it mean? He opened.
He started the level?
No. Do you ever see the Gemara Megillah? In the towards the end of the first Perek, there's a whole 4 or 5 block of Agadata. The Agadata there is a Perek on the Megillah Sester. It's like a Medrash on Megillah Sester. The first what?
Introduction.
So the Pesach is when they used a certain Pesach as an introduction to the Masechta, to the Inyan. Whether the Inyan is a Megillah, you have that in front of Eicho, the same thing, right? It's called Psichta de Chakimi, the Psichas of the Chachamim. They began with a certain Pesach, and they took the Pesach and used that Pesach as a key, as an opening to the, you know, to the Sefer that they're about to explain. So that's why it says many times in the Megillah you have about Kumata whole blot was about 25 different psichas of different manomim. They begin with a certain pasuk which contains the idea. You know, when you say in slichas agavurchim, you say slichas in them, huh? Everybody uses slichas, I'm sure. So you have that slicha that begins with a number, okay, saynu, and then you say the poetic nusach over there. Before that, you'd say a bunch of psukim with this and that, right? Those psukim that you say before, what is that? Is that an ending to the slicha before, or is that a beginning to the slicha after the pasuk? So the truth is, it's half and half. After the slicha before, so it ends with Hashem Hashem Kel Rachav Chanun, right? And so then it has a couple of psukim, right? Actually, they're not always real psukim. There's sometimes variations of psukim, but it has a couple of psukim. And then from there, it's El Hashem HaYashol Ava B'Chasech HaSel Hashem Tzvoy Simonim Eskoblonim Hashem HaShia Melchen Enim Yom Kireinim. Okay. And then it starts with the new slicha. Those psukim in the middle, those 3-4 little psukim, which in each case is a different set of psukim, the variations of psukim, that's the beginning of the coming slicha. Those psukim are psichas. Okay? It's a tool used in Chazal all the time, to take a pasuk and use it as a psicha to a coming inyan. In the case of the slichas, every slicha has a psicha, except for the big pizmoin, which they say in turn, that doesn't have a psicha. That's why before the pizmoin, you don't have all that material. Just goes to a certain point, and it stops, and it leaves the last half of those little lines in out, but the first half is in. The reason is because the last half is the psicha to the coming slicha. Understand? That's what a psicha is. All over you have that. In the Midrashim, it's very, very often. So when it says, where is it? So, Yeshua the Sichtam Hashem Rav Levi Posach. He began Sefer Bereishis with this was the opening introductory Posach, right? And which he used as the Psicha to Bereishis. Koyach Masav Higad Liyamoy, which is the Posek that Rashi brings. Matam Gilo Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mashanivir B'Yavishon Mashanivir B'Yavsheni B'Pnei Zayin Umas Shaloi Yiyu Moinen Es Yisrael. They shouldn't have tainus on Klal Yisrael. The word Moinen, by the way, is a word found in the Torah where it says Loi Soinu Ishes Amisoi. Understand? Chazal, when they used that word, they added an aleph in the Loshna of Chazal. It's like a targum form, oinoa. right? But the soinu is the pasuk. So soinu ishes amisoi, don't cause pain and tsar and to your friend. Be careful. Watch his feelings and take good care of him. Loi soinu. And we call that oinua svara. That's the lashon of Chazal. So moinin and sin. Shalayu moinin as Yisro. They shouldn't chep a klal Yisro and attack klal Yisro. The oimim lahem and say halay uma shal bezuyah bezizah satem. You're a bunch of thieves, right? You took away as Yisro from its original settlers. What gave you the right? Yisro meshivin lahem laatem halay bezuzah hibiyetchem. The land is stolen by you. Who are they talking to? They're talking to the Zion Umas. Right? Haloi kaftorim hayosimi kaftor shishmidu v'yeshu sachtum. Right? Oh. So that's part of their control, by the way. That place, kaftorim hayosimi kaftor, they killed out the Amori over there. Right? The whole bunch of parts of their control, which were sort of conquered by an invading land. And each one, there was a special case. Marshal, where it says, Amun Amoyev Toheru B'sichai, right? There's a law of Leitzoy, right? You shouldn't chepe Amun and Moyev, right? So, Leitziskor Bom. So, how was Klal Yisrael allowed to take the parts of Amun Amoyev, which became part of Shevet God and Reuben? The answer is because Sichon Hanoyev took it. And then it became no longer Amun, it became there, Sichon Hanoyev. So, but with the pasuk says kaftorim hayosvi kaftor hishmidim v'yeshu sachtom, which means they took it over from the part of Eretz Yisrael that belonged to the umos that had a promise from Avraham Avinu till Avimelech that they're not going to he's not going to take it. So instead the kaftorim took it, right? And once the kaftorim took it, so then the Yidden were allowed to take it. So it says over here, Ha'olam u'miloyoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kesherotza nesan alachem kesherotza, when he decided not to be kept, took it away from you, nesan alonu, took it out, ado d'siv los islam nachos goyim kech masav yidl yam v'shvil los islam nachos goyim higit lohem es bereshis. So you have the whole idea is expressed at length in Sefer Bereshis. But the Rabban already said before, and we started today in the middle of Mishikl, that the whole history of Bereshis is a living history of Schar V'Oynish, and when people get something, they have to realize that they got it for a tachlis. If they take it and they play with it, and they're mechalel, they profane the use of it, so then they don't deserve to have it anymore. Ukvar bolahem mi makamacher oidu inyan shezkarti v'talumas maisa b'reishas. You have it about what I mentioned about the hidden nature of maisa b'reishas. Right? That when Rabban started out this whole shtickl, I'll remind you, he said that what Rashi means, it's not that it's not necessary to tell us maisa b'reishas. It's very necessary to tell us maisa b'reishis because we have to know that the Baruch Hu created the world. That's one of the most important parts of Amuna, the Chiddush HaOilam. Right? We shouldn't say like the Greek philosopher said that the world always existed and could never be created. So important. The only thing is, we don't learn anything from the words of maisa b'reishis. It's too short. Just a couple of psukim and telling us a million things. Chazal had a long, long, deep, explanation of the soides, the hidden nature of maisa b'reishis, and that is the Gemara speaks about in the Chagiga, the Mishnah, that you can't even explain maisa b'reishis except to the very, very special chachamim who, are wise enough to understand the inyanim of maisa b'reishis. So the Rabban now is referring to that thing he started out the discussion with. There's also a Medrash, right, that speaks about the hidden nature of Masa B'Reishis, which I mentioned earlier. He says, Amir Rabbi Seinazel, Koyach Masa V'Hil Yamay L'Hagid Koyach Masa B'Reishis L'Gosu Gomei Yefshe. You can't even tell it to anyone. Right? In fact, if there would be enough material in Sefer B'Reishis to explain Masa B'Reishis, it would be also to write it down. Because the Mishnah already says that you can't teach Masa B'Reishis to more than two people at once. So, when you print something and you write it in a sefer, you're teaching it right away to thousands and tens of thousands. So right away, that's a violation of endorsion of the Masa B'Reishis. Understand? It's not a revelation. It's not revealing and telling over Masa B'Reishis. It's telling the tip of the iceberg, and much less than that, just a little bit, a few words, and the rest is all hidden. L'hagid korach Masa B'Reishis l'vosu d'om yevshe. L'fichach sosam l'chakosav B'Reishis bor l'kim. It's all hidden. And Cain is bor Masha Omar l'vosu. So both ideas, that the hidden nature of Masa B'Reishis plus the fact that the entire sefer, everything, until Pachay Shetelachem Rishon Roshon, all an explanation and a revelation of the Inyanim of Schar Oynish and the special nature of Eretz Yisrael as a keli to it, and create and practice Kedusha, all of that is hidden in this very brief Maim HaChazal that Rashi quotes here from Omer Reb Yitzchak. Okay. Now we're going to full circle here, because even though this is just a minute or two, and the next time we're meeting is after Yontif, right? Mm-hmm. That's what comes out. So we'll have to wait till then. Good. 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 Good.